Yuma Perik Aleph Mishnah Zion 1:7. Bikesh Leisnamnem. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to fall asleep on the night of Yom Kippur prior to doing his avoda, we don't let him. And the reason is because we're afraid he'll fall asleep and then he'll become a balkari and be invalid for the avoda. And therefore, we try to keep him awake. We must keep him awake. The Pirkei Kahuna, Makan Lafanav Be'etz Betzerada. Pirkei Kahuna are the young Kohanim. The word lifroach is to sprout, and they're called Pirkei Kahuna because their beard is just beginning to sprout. So these are adolescent Kohanim. They'd be Makan Lafanav Be'etz Betzerada. They would snap in front of him with their index finger. Etzba Tzerada refers to the index finger, that is the finger closest to your thumb. And in fact, the etymology of Tzerada is like from the Lashon of Tzarasa Dida. It's like the co-wife, if you will, the second fiddle to the thumb. Because if you didn't have a thumb, your most important finger would be your index finger. But since you have a thumb, it sort of plays second fiddle, not that important. So he'd snap the index finger and to wake them up. Now, if you're an Ashkenazi person, you have no Persian friends, you have no idea what this is talking about. In fact, Tosafot Rishonim say it's impossible. You can't make any noise with the index finger. It must refer to the middle finger, because you can snap with your middle finger. But it indeed refers to Etzba Tzerada as the index finger. And in fact, people from Persia, modern-day Iran, and the Jews were coming from Persia, don't forget, when they came back to Bais Sheni, and the Jews in Persia, as well as the Persians in today from Iran, they all clap their hands and snap their fingers the same way, by indeed snapping their index finger against their hand. Now, you can't see what I'm doing, but you can hear it. Oh, no. Ooh, that was good. Okay? It's louder than a snap. It's as loud as a clap. And it requires two hands being put together, making a little pocket of air between, let's say, if I'm a righty, you make a pocket, you take your left hand, you put your right hand snug against it, you make a little pocket of air between your right middle finger and your other three fingers, and then you smack your right index finger down in that pocket, and it makes a sound, a good one. As you can tell, I've been practicing. That's the pshat. And I'll be able to take a video. You can see it on the video. I'll try to remember. The Omrim Lo and the Pirkei Kahuna say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Mr. Kohen Gadol. Ishi means our sir, our master, like Adoni. Mr. Kohen Gadol, Amod, stand up. V'hafeg achas ala ritzpa. Why don't you stand for a moment on the floor? Remember, the Kohen Gadol is barefoot. The floor is made out of stone. Nice and cold. Wakes him up. So he'll get woken up. Umasikin oso ad shegia zman hashchita. They kept them busy all night long until the time came to do the shechita. Ma'asikin, they kept them busy. So the Gemara says they actually sang songs with them. There's a specific pasuk referenced in the songs, the pasuk in Tehillim, that they wanted to get across. And that pasuk says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Zayin, at the beginning there, it says, Im Hashem lo yivne vayis, if Hashem won't build the house, Shav amalu vonav bo. Then the workers who are trying to build it are working in vain, because if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. This is a reference to the fact that we're doing the avoda of Hashem over here, and you have to do the avoda in the way that Hashem prescribed, or it's useless. An oblique reminder that he has to do the avoda in the way that Chazal understand, and specifically we're talking about the way the Ketoros is offered inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Some learn they sang all 15 Shir HaMalos with him. This is just one of the Shir HaMalos. And others learn that when they sang, they did again, they smacked their fingers like I described before to keep them awake. And it was like that was part of keeping the beat. Okay. Be that as it may, they kept them up all night till Zman HaShechita, till the time of Shechting. Now, the truth is there's a machlokas we'll see in just a minute. There's a machlokas Rishonim, whether or not the Kohen Gadol had to do the Trumas HaDeshna at midnight. We'll explore more about that in just a moment to the next Mishnah. But if he did have to do the Trumas HaDeshen at midnight, the point is, after he went and did the Trumas HaDeshen, he'd come back to his room to rest, then he'd want to fall asleep. So either way, we keep him up till the morning. According to those who learn he doesn't do the Trumas HaDeshen, then of course we're keeping him up all night until the time of Shechita, which is when? Alosa Shachar. That's the earliest time to do Shechita for the Tamid, and that's when we keep him up until.